Hallelujah. Praise God. Open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 8. We're going to start there just for a moment. I'm going to build a foundation for the direction we're going. Romans 8, if you need a Bible, I'll get one for you. Does anybody need a Bible? Everybody got a Bible in your hand? Dust, get back up front here. Somebody get Dusty a Bible. Any Bible hunters here? All right. Roy, get it for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read to you, let's start with verse number 28, and then we're going to build a foundation for where we're going today. Amen. One of the things I want to say to everyone in the room, we sang a song and we talked about today is the day that there's nothing that you could do about yesterday. There's nothing you can do about tomorrow. The only thing that's in your hand is today. What we do with right now. And what we do with right now determines what happens tomorrow. Amen? So in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them also he called. And whom he called, them also he justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can stand against us?" I want you to understand that when God says he predestinated, he is speaking to the Gentile nation. He's speaking to you and I, being grafted into the family of God. When he said who he did predestinate, he called. The word of God says that no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son unless the Father draws them. God has called each and every one that's in this room. There isn't one person that's in this room that God has not called. Because if you were not called of God, you would not be sitting in this room. He says to them that he is called, he is also justified. The Bible says we're in Romans 5:1, "Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God. And who he is justified, he also glorified." It's a series. We're predestinated, we're called, we're justified, and we're glorified because we go from glory to glory to glory. And you know, every one of us is destined. Destined is a date with fate, all right? Everyone has a destination. Amen? Has a destination. In other words, we're bound for the same destination. So today I want to take you to 2 Timothy chapter 4 for the message this morning. 2 Timothy 4. Paul is at the end of Paul's life on earth. Okay? He's writing this last letter to his student, his son in the spirit, Timothy. And he says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:6, he says, "For I'm now ready to be offered, and my time of departure is at hand." He said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." In other words, the Apostle Paul was saying to his student Timothy, he said, "Hey, I began good. I went through the middle good, and I ended good." Amen? In other words, he finished what he started. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. "He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through." It's not just the way we start. It's how we run and how we finish. Paul started good, ran good, and finished good. Amen. But what really encouraged my heart in this letter, as we read in 2 Timothy 4, verse 16, he says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray that God, that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." And this is where I want to focus your attention today, on verse number 18. "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Today, the title of this morning's message is Delivered with Destiny. Look to the one next to you and say, you're destined for greatness. Amen. In other words, today in the text, I want to share three things with you out of this text. That you delivered, defended, and destined. Delivered, defended, and destined. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can be everything God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I am listening. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done on the cross of Calvary for me. Father, we're so grateful for this word that you sent today. Father, I pray that you speak to me today, Father God. May the words that come forth out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Man, when I think about destiny, and I think about what comes to my heart is, without vision, people perish. In other words, if you can't get a glimpse or a picture of something that God's taking you to, it's hard to go on a journey. Have you ever went somewhere? You ever just go out, you go riding around? Sometimes we'll just go riding around, and we don't end up nowhere. We don't have any plans. We're just running around. Then you sit there and say, what I do all day? I just went here and there, and I never got anywhere. Amen? And God has a plan in our lives. He has a plan for good. Amen? And not for evil. He says in his word, he gives us a hope, and he gives us an expected end. So God has great plans that you were called, not only called to him, but you're called with destiny. You're destined. Amen? Amen. Amen. I know in this world that we live in, wherever you get your mind wrapped around, you can accomplish whatever you set your mind and your heart to do. Amen. And the same thing with the kingdom of God. If men and women would just get a revelation and understanding of who they are in Christ Jesus, they would not be looking back behind them so much. They'd keep their eyes upon the prize. Amen. They'd keep their eyes on the glory that's set before them. God wants to take us from glory to glory. Amen. He doesn't take us to doom and gloom. Amen. He is the glory, and he is the lifter of my head. The adversary is the doom and gloom guy. Amen. God doesn't come in this room to speak death to anybody in the room. He's the bearer of life. He's light of the world. Amen. He's the love of the world. When God comes in the room, God comes in to love you. He just wants to wrap his arms around you and tell you how much he loves you today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've messed up, God says, I love you just like you never did it. Amen? One thing about God is he sees you where you're going, not where you're at. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So first off, I want to talk about our deliverer. Deliverer comes from the Greek word rhumai. It's spelled R-H-Y-O-M-A-I, but it's pronounced rhumai. There we go, rhumai. Amen. Are you with me? Rhumai means that he's our rescuer. Amen. That he was going to deliver you. I got to go back somewhere because I think I just. Pardon me. Exactly what I said. Okay. Don't question the Lord. Sorry. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. Look to your one, look one next to you and say, he's my deliverer. Hello? In other words, the Apostle Paul said, and will deliver me out of every evil work. Amen? He will rescue me. Amen? He's a rescuer. How many need rescuing? Amen? He says in 1 Corinthians 10, 12, he said, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There have no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you are able to bear it. We talked about the Psalms 34:19 when we came up and we prayed, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. God wants you to understand. He didn't promise to keep you from affliction, but he promised you that he would preserve you in it and deliver you out of it. Amen. Amen. You know, he is with you and I. He says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always as close as the call of his name. You know, the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, the apostle Paul said, who delivered us from so great a death, and doeth deliver, and whom we trust, and he will yet deliver us. In other words, what the apostle Paul says, hey, remember this, that he rescued me in the past, that he's rescuing me in the present, and that he will rescue me in the future. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's our deliverer, and he's our deliverer. Amen. He'll deliver us from every evil work. Amen. He will deliver us from every evil work. Every weapon the enemy forms against you and I will not prosper. Every tongue that rises up, we shall condemn. In other words, God wants you to know that we serve a deliverer. We serve a rescuer. In the time of need, in the time of trouble, he is always there. He said, don't look to the problem, look to the answer, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Don't get yourself focused on the problem. The adversary wants you to look at the problem. Look at the answer. Look at the answer. Because without vision, people perish. If you can't see the answer, you can't walk towards it. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. He says he'll rescue us out of every evil work. Amen. You know, in 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. The word of God says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. We have a deliverer. We have a rescuer. You know, in other words, the writer of James says, let no man, James 1:12 says, let no man say when he is tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither does God tempt any man. He ain't going to tempt you with evil. But when tempted, we're drawn away with our own lust and conceived. When lust and enticed, when conceived, it becomes sin. And when sin is conceived, it becomes death. Amen? And in other words, there's a series. God says he's predestinated you, he's called you, he's justified you, he wants to glorify you. It's a series. He says as we walk through this, we have to recognize that as the adversary comes in, that we have a deliverer, that the afflictions are going to come, that evil is going to come. We live in an evil and a dark world. But greater is he that is in me, that is in you, than he that is in this world. Amen. Every time he comes in, I overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by my word and my testimony is sure. Jesus Christ, my deliverer yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Remember when David was facing Goliath? What did he do? He reversed his past victory. He said there was a lion and a bear that came. And who was this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Amen. Hey, we serve a deliverer. Ruamai. He's my rescuer. Amen. He's my very present help in a time of need. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He says, there's nothing that came upon you that didn't come upon my son. But I made a way out for him, and I'll make a way out for you. Amen. 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 That gives me hope. Amen. That gives me hope. Because every time that I see what the adversary tries to bring my way, I have to remind myself what God said. Amen. What did God say? God said, I can do all things. Amen. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I don't have to give in to you, Satan. You're a liar. Amen. I'm going to bring my body under captivity, my mind. I'm going to cast down imaginations. And everything that exalts itself over the knowledge of God, bringing a captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to recognize that, hey man, I serve a deliverer. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know when Paul was saying that? Paul was saying, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. He knew who he was in Christ Jesus. He didn't have to second guess. God wants you to know who you are. You serve a mighty King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly what you ever expected or even asked him to do. Amen. We serve a great big God. And that great big God, I want you to get a hold of something. That great big God is inside of you. Amen. Amen. Come on now. You know, he says, not only will I deliver you, Paul says, and he preserved me. He preserved me. You know that word preserved comes from the same Greek word that we get salvation. It comes from the Greek same word, sozo. It's spelled S-O-Z-O, which means protected. He's my defender. And in other words, if you come against me as a child of God, I just say, take it up with my daddy. He's my defender. He's my rock. He's my fortress. Amen. He's my defender. Amen. You know, he says, I'm not wrestling with flesh and blood. I'm wrestling with principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. My battle doesn't have a face. Amen. This is a spiritual battle. This is not a physical battle. That's the problem with the Christian community. They're trying to fight this battle in the flesh. It isn't a flesh battle. It's a spiritual battle. Amen. And he said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. That's how we fight this battle. We can't fight it in the natural. We have to fight it in the spiritual. Amen. Amen. We need to have a Holy Ghost showdown in the house. Amen. Hey, you know, people used to say, hey, you'd be laughing at holy rollers. Man, I wish some people would start laughing, rolling around a little bit. I'd love to see some holy rolling going on. Amen. That's right. The kingdom of God is in you. We're going to get there in a minute. Amen. So not only is he our deliverer, but he's also our defense. Turn with me to Psalms 31. Verse number 23 says, Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Now, wait a minute. Now, when you understand this, pride comes before destruction, the Holy Spirit before the fall. He said, hey, you're blessed when you're humble. You're cursed when you're prideful. Amen. If you're prideful, you feel like you don't need him. Oh, I can do this myself. How's it working for you? Amen. Amen. I mean, he's our very present help in the time of need. He says in Psalm 37, verse Verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgments and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. But the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. And what the Lord said. What does the Lord say prophetically today? He said, as a church, we need to recognize and have revelation who we are and who we serve. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, amen? The battle is the Lord's and he's going to win the battle. So he says, you and I, hey, that we are preserved. We are protected. We are protected. It comes from the Hebrew word nalsar. It's just spelled N-A-S-A-R, but it's pronounced nalsar. Nalsar means protection. When he says that he preserves, he's protected. He's protected your health and by your salvation. You heal body, mind, soul, and spirit by the Greek word sozo. He says that we walk under a hedge of protection. Do you know that when you come into a room as a child of God, there's a shield around you? He's my shield. He says that you're to be encouraged in me. He said, because you keep hearing the news and you keep reading the paper and you keep hearing what the world wants to say to you. And he says, you need to listen and open up your ears for what the Father says to you. That you belong to him, that you're his child, that you're precious to him. He knows your goings and comings. He has got his angels, he's given his angels charge over you. That when you're walking in the kingdom of God, you're walking in a hedge of protection. I'm called to go to other nations. And when I go to other nations, it's going to be nations that don't love God, but God's still going to prevail. God's still going to be glorified. God's still going to be magnified. Amen. He said, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. But we're in this world. Somebody said, I heard this song. It goes like this. God, if you would do this and do this and do that and do this, it would be all right. And God said, that's why I created you. He created you and I to make a difference in this world. Amen. He created you and I to make a difference in this world. Look at one second to sit beside you and say, you're a difference maker. God created you to make a difference. Amen. The world is going to be different because of you. Not what the world says, but what God says. Amen. 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 See, that's what he's saying to you. Hey, I'm protecting you. Turn with me to Isaiah 49. Verse number 8. The word of God says, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and the day of salvation have I helped thee. I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are darkness, show yourselves, that they that feed in the ways and their pastures shall be in the all high places. God says, we're going to go to some desolate places and we're going to speak light. We're going to speak light. Amen. Light's going to come into some dark places and it's going to shine. And he's going to do some things. He says there's some heritage. He says the land belongs to you. As you're walking through this nation, start claiming it. Every step you take, declare it for the kingdom of God. I'm taking this. I'm taking this. I'm taking back everything the enemy has stolen from me. It's time for us to expand our borders. Our mind is too small. The body of Christ needs to expand their borders. We serve a great big God. He says, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but his light shall shine upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen. So he says, I am the glory, and I am the lifter of your heads. So glorify God. a shout? Come on, can we give a bigger shout than that? Come on. Man, I was shouting like crazy when the Philadelphia Eagles were beating up the Ravens last night. I should shout a lot louder for Jesus, shouldn't I? Amen. Amen. Why? Because we're making a difference in this world. Why? We're in this world, we're not of this world. Why? Amen. Because God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who at one time were not a people, but now are a people of God. Who at one time had not obtained mercy, but now we obtain mercy. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's stirring something up. God's stirring something up. God's stirring up an army to go and take back some things that belong to the kingdom of God. Amen. He wants you to know today. He wants you to know that he's got you. He's your deliverer. He's your rescuer. He's your defender. He's your protector. And he's also your destined. He wants you to know you're destined for glory. For glory. The Bible says we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. All of a sudden, when you get in an attitude and an atmosphere of worship and praise and giving him all the adoration and praise and glory, all of a sudden his glory starts shining through each and every one. His glory fills the room. Amen. I'm telling you what, when the glory of God fills the room, everything falls off. Not your clothes, the junk. One day we'll stand naked, but not today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse number 11. He says, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doeth his children, that you would walk worthy of God, who have called you unto his kingdom and glory. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, I have kingdom authority. Look with me in 1 Corinthians 4. I'm going to go somewhere and then I'll... Verse number 20 in 1 Corinthians 4 says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Amen. In other words, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 14, 17, he says, the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hey, can we just lift up our hands and say, Lord, we need some Holy Ghost joy in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His word has come to enlighten you, to quicken you, to convert you, to sanctify you. Hallelujah. I want to take you one other place, and we'll close today. In Matthew 13. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we can't wait till we get to heaven. We got to have some kingdom on earth. Amen? Right? Amen? Everybody with me? Are you with me? Amen. Y'all agreeing? Amen. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 47. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to the shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of the teeth. Jesus saith unto them, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And what the Lord was saying, he wants you to understand something. You'll never understand the old covenant without the new covenant, and you'll never understand the new covenant without the old covenant. He's Genesis through Revelations. He's everything in between. Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish the law, but through me the law is fulfilled. Amen. He is the old, he is the new, and he's everything in between. Amen. Amen. He wants you to understand in the day in closing that he's your deliverer, that he's your defender, that he is destined you and I. We've got a kingdom destiny. In other words, God says you don't have to wait till you get to the kingdom to start living kingdom with kingdom authority. The Bible says, in closing, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power and every name that's named in heaven and earth. Amen. Every knee must bow to the name of Jesus. And Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 28. The Bible says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. He wants you to understand today that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. You know, the greatest gift that he has to offer is the gift of salvation. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And what he's doing is he's asking you today, he says, will you call upon me? Will you call upon me? He has a plan in your life. Will you answer the call that he has on your life? It's your choice. He isn't going to force himself on anyone. He's a perfect gentleman. You know, he knocks on our door with our heart. He just, hey, if you hear my voice and open up, I'll come in. Amen. And he ain't going to barge in. He's just going to step in and he's going to start cleaning up your house, room by room. And you know something? He never takes out anything that you won't let him take out. Have you ever tried to go in and redecorate a woman's house? You're messing with something there. And when God comes in, he comes in as a perfect gentleman. He wants you to know today that he loves you, that you're destined, and he has a plan in your life. And he's just asking you, will you answer the call? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do today. We thank you that you're our deliverer, that you're our defender, that you called each and every one of us with destiny. In the closing moments of the service, I'm going to ask you this simple question. Have you come to a place in your spiritual life that you know for certain if you died today that you would go to heaven? You can know that before you leave here today. If you're here today and you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you just slip up your hand and say, Lord, that is me. I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're the searcher of all hearts. Now I pray, Father God, that the congregation takes the word that was spoken. Your word declares that it'll never return unto you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. May they recognize, just as the Apostle Paul did, even at the end of his course, Father God, that you are his deliverer, that you are his defender, and that he was destined for glory. He witnessed glory on this earth, but greater glory was coming as he stepped into the next dimension with you, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you bless the people. May your face shine upon them as they go. And Lord Jesus, just bring them back to your house safely and give them travel mercies, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.